apparel, and food. Many companies find giving merchandise to employees to be an effective form of recognition, especially if the individuals have a choice in what they get. In a recent survey of American workers, 63% ranked merchandise incentives as a positive and meaningful incentive. Merchandise incentives are desirable and promotable since a good selection can appeal to every taste and can be used to reward achievement at various levels and times. Such incentives have trophy value, that is, they form a concrete reminder of past performance and serve as a constant reminder that future performance will also be rewarded. Items valued up to $400 for safety and length of service awards are tax deductible to the company and excluded from employees' taxable income. Merchandise can be obtained at wholesale prices and can be drop shipped, that is, sent directly from the manufacturer to the employee. Finally, redemptions occur at the end of a program, so major costs are incurred after the results are in. Merchandise incentives do, however, have disadvantages as well, such as the amount of administration required to establish and maintain a program over time. The best merchandise for incentive campaigns have lasting value, reflect the effort and quality of the recipient's achievements, as well as the gratitude of the sponsoring company, inspire pride of ownership, are useful, suit the recipient's lifestyle and tastes, project a positive image of the company, can be fulfilled promptly and without hassle, and are guaranteed and exchangeable. Kirk Malachek, president of Pegasus Personal Fitness Centers in Dallas, asked new physical fitness trainers to make a list of rewards ranging in value from $25 to $200 that they'd like to receive for reaching weekly and monthly goals. Instead of commonplace prizes, his 15 employees have opted for items such as rock concert tickets, limousine rentals, time off, lunch with the boss, Starbucks coffee, and the like. Thanks in part to the customized incentives, sales have more than doubled in 6 years. They know what motivates them better than I do, so I just ask them, he reports. Fred Maurer, sales manager of special markets at Canon USA, feels that with merchandise, people can get more in value than the company actually spends on that merchandise. Let's assume you give salespeople $100 for a 10% increase in sales and $200 for a 20% increase. Maurer says, if you can offer that salesperson a choice of 3 or 4 items that cost $100 at wholesale, he or she gets something worth more than if they'd buy it at retail. This fact of life, that we offer people more for their money, is key to the incentive business, and it isn't publicized enough. Maurer's preference for incentive merchandise is anything to do with home offices, fax machines, and home copiers in particular. These items are not only nice to have, but also help people be more efficient and effective. There are several ways that you can let employees decide what they'd most find of value. You can give the person a choice among several rewards. You can buy the person something from a catalog of his or her choice. You can buy the individual an outfit of his or her choice, or other items of clothing. You can award coupons redeemable for a gift of his or her choice. You can even create a debit card that many incentive companies offer today, in which you load up points for different achievements that they can then use to make purchases of their own choice. Mark Weinberger, marketing service manager for Cathay Pacific Airways Limited, says, merchandise works, but the challenge is to find the right product for your audience. We have 4 basic criteria for choosing merchandise awards. Number 1, the product must be of such high quality that it reflects positively on the company image. Number 2, it must be something everyone wants, preferably a state-of-the-art item that's on its way up in the consumer buying chain. Number 3, it must carry a high perceived value in relation to the cost. And number 4, its brand name must be instantly recognizable in a very positive way. Here's some suggestions for additional motivating merchandise. Electronics. People love to own the latest gadgets, digital audio tapes, VCRs, video cameras, and compact disc players, for example. Productivity enhancements, tools that can help people improve their efficiency, fax machines, cellular phones, laptop computers, and the like. Unique customized gifts. Customized gifts add special meaning, special edition lithographs, antiques, and company-imprinted credit cards, such as Visa or MasterCard. Compact versions of old favorites, such as space-saving appliances, adding value. Compact washers and dryers, under-the-counter can openers, TVs and radios. And services. Services help people save time. A house cleaner for a month or a year, babysitting coupons, spa visits, and facials are all popular with most consumers. The Hartford Steam Boiler Inspection and Insurance Company spends up to $50 per year per administrative employee on gifts tailored to meet various employee interests, including dinners for two, tickets to movies or sporting events, gift certificates, and coffee for a month. There are four criteria for the program. The employee must be a team player, take initiative to solve problems, provide leadership in supporting company goals, and have an attitude that inspires others to do their best. Says Karen Block, a spokesperson for the company, "I believe that when the final results are in, the investment will be returned to us many times over." Judy Yanovich, public relations manager for the Florist Transworld Delivery FTD Association, reports that many firms arrange with florists to send flowers to employees on birthdays, personal and company anniversaries, in the case of illness or death. They also have found that having flowers and plants in offices and on desks is a great morale booster. Howard Henry, executive director for the Association of Incentive Marketing, feels the ideal incentive program combines merchandise and travel. Travel has a certain romantic aspect that's very nice, he says. It's very appealing to be in a group that develops strong ties while on an incentive trip. On the other hand, merchandise is long-lasting. He feels that the best impact is gained by combining the two so that when you get to the travel portion of the program, you can use the merchandise there. He gives examples of matched luggage, a new Samsonite attaché case that you can take on business trips, skis, golf clubs, or tennis rackets, anything that's relevant to the trip. As an exciting alternative to having employees select merchandise from a catalog, some companies host shopping sprees, allowing award winners to go on a rampage through a warehouse that stocks appropriate prizes. The Stone Container Corporation topped a profitable year in which it gave every employee a television set, with the next profitable year in which they each received a VCR. 24,000 in all were distributed. To announce the gift, the company made a 10-minute video with two actors hired to impersonate movie critics Roger Ebert and Gene Siskel of TV's At the Movies. The characters reviewed the company's year. The footage of the various facilities was shown. Chief Executive Officer Roger Stone then appeared, gave the two thumbs up sign that Siskel and Ebert use when they like a movie, and announced the gift. At the end of the presentation, each employee was given a certificate resembling a movie ticket, which was used to claim their VCR. Flight attendants select their choice from a variety of uniform styles at Delta Airlines. "Everyone eats," says Rick Farone, product and program coordinator for Royal Appliance based in Cleveland. "When you reward people with food, you know it's something they'll use. Food makes people happy. An almost infinite variety of food gifts can be used to reward employees, including fruit baskets, fruit-of-the-month clubs, home-delivered steaks, seafood or lobster, jellies and jams, and spices." DDB Needham Worldwide, the advertising agency located in New York City, gives bottles of champagne to employees who go beyond the call of duty in developing an idea. Recognition items, trophies, and plaques. Recognition items are similar to general merchandise, except that the items are customized or personalized for the individual, company, or event, making them potentially more valuable as motivators, since they can serve for some time as reminders to the employee of the achievement or event. In a recent survey of subscribers of Personnel Journal, almost two-thirds said that they include plaques and certificates in their awards programs. Almost 15% give cash awards, and 2% give savings bonds. More than half use jewelry, and 41% use watches. Merchandise of any type is used by 41% of the organizations surveyed. Rings, along with travel, seem to be an integral part of sales incentive programs. another 11% indicated they use travel incentives, and 17% said they give sales incentives in general. Trophies are awarded by 12%, ribbons by another 2%. According to a recent poll, the imprintable goods people most appreciate are clothing, such as t-shirts, jackets, and caps, desk or office accessories, writing instruments, glassware, and ceramics, including coffee mugs, and even calendars. The travelers polled were also asked to name the most unusual imprinted product they had ever received, according to Specialty Advertising Association International, the sponsor of the survey. Among their most interesting answers were a fly swatter, flower seeds, a broom holder, a rock, underwear, an athletic supporter, a brick, and a scarf from an Elvis impersonator. Employees of the Los Angeles Dodgers received the same gifts and promotional items, Dodger caps, jackets, bats, etc., that are given to fans during the baseball season. Jim Turner, Director of Safety and Loss Prevention for ANR Freight Systems, says, "I've come to the conclusion that there's no such thing as a bad cap program. Caps always go over really well, as do t-shirts, jackets, and sweatsuits. People seem to take great pride in displaying their company name and logo on their clothes." David Walling, train coordinator for the Soil Conservation Service in Champaign, Illinois, reports using spot awards, specially designed coffee mugs, watches, pen and pencil sets, etc. They also give people special framed prints of wildlife or other topics, depending on the preferences of the individual. Bill Nesbitt, vice president for quality systems for Central Telephone Company of Illinois, tells two recognition stories. After a heavy ice storm, five workers were sent out to do overnight repairs on Valentine's Day. As a form of thanks, each of the employees' spouses were sent a box of chocolates with a card expressing the company's appreciation for their husband's efforts. In another instance, heavy water damage caused chaos with telephone cables that took more than 49 people to set straight. The supervisor sent each employee a lottery ticket with a note that said, "I never gamble when I count on you." Bill notes that both stories are significant because the company's past culture caused them to be overly cautious in recognizing employees for fear of overlooking someone or having to recognize too many people. At Christmas, Blanchard Training and Development, located in Escondido, California, gives all employees practical items such as a tire gauge, pocket flashlight, Swiss Army knife, emergency care packet for a home or car, desk clock, and picture frames, all inscribed with the company's logo, the employee's name, or both. The Sterling Optical Company, based in Woodbury, New York, awards savings bonds, certificates, and plaques to employees for attaining branch sales targets and individual performance for outstanding service to patients and to the branch. Recognition items can be generated around a theme, such as the summer. Towels, umbrellas, rafts, chairs, and coolers work well as standard promotional beach items. For a barbecue theme, options include grills, barbecue utensils, hats and aprons, or even a customized barbecue pit and patio furniture. Floats, boats, tubes can also be customized, and for larger prizes, companies can use canoes and dinghies. Northern Telecom commissioned an original limited edition sculpture by the Kirk Steiff Company to recognize the exceptional achievement of its Honor Circle winners. Pins, award certificates, and travel prizes, as well as a theme video, a program brochure, posters, and promotional mailings, complemented the merchandise campaign. Of 12,000 people eligible to participate in the program, 534, or 34% more than expected, achieved their sales goals, and the company outdid its previous year's performance with a 13.4% boost in sales and a 3% increase in market share. Here's some more ideas for recognition items. Give a token, a specially designed coin, for example, that can be redeemed for a future favor. Purchase a unique pen to serve as a memento for a task well done. Make achievement decals, badges, emblems for uniforms, hard hats, t-shirts, etc. Award a golden banana pen for an outstanding achievement. Design and present a plaque commemorating an achievement. Give promotional items such as safety buttons, bumper stickers, and posters. Give a book that the CEO has personalized with an inscription to commemorate an occasion or achievement. Award personalized gifts such as rewards that recognize people's distinctive interests or hobbies etc., to all those involved with an innovation. Give a personalized company coffee cup or belt buckle. Have a pen and pencil set engraved for the person. Personalize the label on a wine bottle with a message of special thanks or achievement. Fun celebrations, parties, and birthdays. Most employees would prefer to work in a fun environment in which they can enjoy their jobs and coworkers. A fun environment is generally rewarding to employees and can be combined with specific celebrations for specific achievements and results. If you can reward a person and have fun in the process, you will be achieving two important desires of most employees: to be appreciated for the job they do and to enjoy their job and workplace. At Minnesota-based Wilson Learning Corporation, each employee is given a Mickey Mouse watch on their first day of work as a reminder that they should always be having fun while working for the company. On the 10th anniversary, the employee is given a gold Mickey Mouse watch to celebrate that achievement. Hewlett-Packard uses informal beer bust in the afternoons to mark special events. At Dow Corning in Midland, Michigan, management hosted an ice cream social in which managers made and served ice cream sundaes to employees to thank them for an accomplishment, reports George K. Stevenson, human resource specialist for the company. Merrill Norman Cosmetics in Los Angeles buys its female employees a makeover for fun and to enhance her professional image. Bank of America in San Francisco has a laugh-a-day challenge for a specific month. For 1 month, each employee makes his or her coworkers laugh every day with cartoons and jokes. Winners receive T-shirts and books for the best jokes and cartoons. Matt Weinstein of Playfair, a Berkeley, California-based company that offers humor seminars, suggests several ways to keep the work environment fun. Give your employees a casual dress day, such as a Hawaiian day or Suspender Friday. Have a surprise picnic in the parking garage or parking lot for your employees. Make campaign buttons out of employees' baby pictures. Have them wear each other's buttons and try to figure out who's who. Put rubber fish in the water cooler. Staple Kleenex to potentially stressful memos. Glue chocolate kisses to boring memos. Designate days when anyone who makes a negative comment forks over a small sum of money, say 25 or 50 cents, and use the money to start a fun committee fund. Thank people by giving chocolate kisses, balloons, confetti, or other small items. Have a party for no reason at all. Carl Robinson, Vice President of Organizational Psychologist, says, "There's a great creative void in most of corporate America. When you inject a level of humor and playfulness, employees find a common ground. They remind that they're all working on the same side." Don Coyas describes how a humor seminar helped when he was district manager for Digital Equipment Corporation's Colorado Customer Support Center. "We taught everyone to juggle beanbags. If employees felt uptight after a call, they were encouraged to juggle to break the tension and prepare for the next call. We also instituted a grouch patrol, which was empowered to tell grouchy people to take a break. We found that if we systematically took breaks, productivity improved." Here are some additional suggestions to make work a more fun place. Ask a friend of the employee to find out something that he or she might like to do and surprise that employee. Plan a roast of the person at a company meeting. Let any employee request a dream day to go to the beach and contemplate their life, job, or future. Have the person report any insights when he or she returns. Have an appreciation and welcome party whenever an employee leaves or joins your work unit. Provide tickets to a sporting, musical, or cultural event, depending on the employee's preference. Elisa Meredith, lead physical therapist for Scripps Memorial Hospital in Encinitas, California, reports instituting a Margarita Award for the therapist who had to work the toughest client that week or month. The awardee was treated by the group to a Margarita Happy Hour. Blanchard Training and Development celebrates a Day of Excellence once a year with fun and learning activities for all employees. Managers use the day to host a murder mystery, hand out personality tests, or have a hypnotist entertain. One manager in the company hires a masseuse to give his workers neck and shoulder massages during stressful times or on Valentine's Day. The same person has employees in his department randomly select a day during the year that becomes their special day. Managers plan a fun activity the individual would like to do during lunch or in the late afternoon of their day. First Chicago, a bank holding company, gives out Felix and Oscar awards for those employees with the neatest and messiest work areas. At Eastman Kodak, an executive formed a humor task force to gather Monty Python videos, Woody Allen books, plastic chattering teeth, and other fun props for a humor room at the company headquarters in Rochester, New York. Easy office morale boosters can include items such as ordering a pizza or a huge submarine sandwich for a communal lunch. Designate a bulletin board as a place for employees to post favorite jokes, cartoons, and so forth. Attach cartoons or humorous anecdotes to the more mundane memos that need to be circulated. Schedule a staff meeting off-site in a pleasant atmosphere. If possible, follow up with a casual social event. Plan an ugly tie or a crazy sweater or silly socks day with a joke prize for the winner. Hold betting pools for such high-profile events as the Super Bowl, Kentucky Derby, Oscars, Emmys, or the World Series. Take a daily humor break. Designate someone to share a joke or funny story with the rest of the staff. During a lunch break, screen a funny film or television show in a conference room of one of the larger offices. Bring a Polaroid camera to work. Take candid shots of employees and post the results throughout the office. Make a point to smile and say hello to office mates. Give everyone an opportunity to arrive or leave an hour early one day a week. Never take anything too seriously. Keep reminding yourself this isn't brain surgery, unless, of course, it is brain surgery. Marion Laboratories takes all of its employees and their spouses or guests, some 2,500 people, to see the Kansas City Royals play baseball once a year. Everyone wears baseball caps or T-shirts with a big M on it, and top executives of the company go up and down the aisles handing out free drinks and other refreshments. According to Karen Evans Smith, Vice President and Manager of Training and Development for Central Bank of the South in Birmingham, Alabama, the bank plans a special outing for lunch for each person's birthday. The manager personally picks up the tab for the person whose birthday it is and who gets to select the restaurant. All the other staff is invited to attend on a Dutch treat basis. H.B. Fuller and Recreational Equipment, Inc. gives employees a day off on their birthdays. Lowe's Companies offers them a free lunch, and all Mary Kay's Cosmetic employees receive a birthday card and a voucher for a free lunch for two. Here's a case study in recognition. In the electro-optics division of Honeywell, Inc., financial difficulties were causing serious morale problems that were leading to additional problems. The company needed to turn the situation around, but had to do so on a very low budget, given the state of the division. Seeking a creative solution to the problem, a recognition program entitled Great Performers was developed. The division was looking for top performers from its employees, says Deborah Van Ruin, program director. And that got me thinking that top performance comes from top performers. And that got me thinking about top performers everyone is familiar with. Van Ruin spent a month in the local library researching the lives of great performers in politics, education, social work, business, science, and the arts. All the people she selected had one characteristic in common. They succeeded by overcoming obstacles. Van Ruin's idea was to put together a program in which these people's well-known accomplishments would be celebrated alongside those of division employees. In theory, the possibility of being named a great performer would inspire employees to put forth their best effort. Turnaround begins with small accomplishments, Van Ruin says, so we wanted to convey the idea that every job is important. For example, we wanted to encourage secretaries to type a letter only once and to encourage employees in the shipping department to be careful enough that nothing would get broken and so forth. Management accepted the idea, and Van Ruin worked with the division's staff to finalize the list of 40 celebrity great performers, being careful to include men, women, minorities, teams, and historical figures. A teaser campaign then followed featuring the celebrity great performers with notable quotes. Employees were invited to nominate great performers in the division and were asked to explain the reasons for their nomination. A committee of volunteers then reviewed the nominees, and all were given pins in the shape of the letter G to signify that they were great performers. And the five employees that the committee thought best exemplified the spirit of the program were given posters of their own. The winning employees were interviewed and stories were created to use on posters that looked just like the ones featuring the celebrities. Each featured the employee's photo, a quote, and copy describing the employee's achievements and contributions. The posters were a visible way to help boost self-esteem, says Chuck Magdalene, Division Public Relations Manager. The idea was to catch employees doing something right and get them feeling good about themselves. The response was overwhelmingly positive. The great performers became corporate celebrities overnight, and everyone wanted to be one. Many more individuals had the chance. 5 new employees were selected each month during the year the program was in place. Morale improved dramatically, and the ongoing program encouraged employees to make changes in work habits, make successful proposal bids, begin recycling scrap, and improved quality control. Within 6 months, the division was in the black, attributable in part to the success of this recognition program. Part 2. Awards for specific achievements and activities. Many companies seek to tailor rewards to specific achievements or behaviors that are desired by management. Most of these rewards are for employee achievements that are desired in organizations everywhere, such as cost-saving suggestions, exceptional customer service, attaining sales goals, or teamwork. The Lincoln Electric Company in Cleveland is considered to be one of the first U.S. companies to install an incentive program for its employees. In 1914, management set up an advisory board of elected representatives from each department. The board has met once every 2 weeks ever since. The program they established was based on the following principles and practices: individual accountability for quality and output, wages and bonuses directly tied to quality and output, staffing departments to cut absenteeism and emphasize the importance of each employee's job, maintain the fewest possible layers of management. Lincoln's innovative practices have come to be commonplace throughout other industries that are serious about obtaining the highest productivity and performance possible. This section gives numerous additional examples of such programs. Outstanding Employee Awards. One award found in most organizations is the Outstanding Employee or Employee of the Month Award. This type of award can be based on a variety of criteria, both informal and formal, and can be given for a single exceptional achievement or a great number of praiseworthy activities. The award is all the more meaningful when it involves a selection by one's peers, not just by management, and when it is personally delivered in a public setting. At the Home Depot Home Supply Centers, each store picks an Employee of the Month, someone who has given time to an area of the store that technically lies outside of his or her area of responsibility. The honoree gets $100 cash, a merit badge, collecting 5 of such badges earns an extra $50, and a special badge to wear on his or her apron. The employee's name is also engraved on a plaque at the front of the store. At ICI Pharmaceuticals Group in Wilmington, Delaware, the Performance Excellence Award is given to employees for any idea that helps the business, that is, saves money, increases productivity, etc., or for employees who go above and beyond the call of duty, says Debbie Newkirk, training coordinator for the company. The recipient is given $300 cash. A person can be nominated for this award by anyone, a peer, supervisor, coworker, or department head. Thomas Kelly, chairman of the board of the Society for Human Resource Management, says, "What makes employees come to work is a sense of pride, recognition, and achievement. Workers committed to their jobs and recognized for the work will work whatever hours it takes to get the job done right." Once a month, at Meredith Travel, Inc. in Cleveland, CEO Cynthia Bender has the company's 62 employees write in their vote for who should be Employee of the Month. Managers always have their favorites, but the employees know who pitches in and helps out, says Bender. It's important different departments don't become isolated. This makes employees notice others more and develops a certain esprit de corps. Blue Cross Blue Shield, based in Chicago, gives the People Our Tops Awards, which include balloons tied to the person's desk, belly dancers, and a song message delivered by a person in a gorilla suit. The company also recognizes outstanding employees 4 times a year with Superstar Awards, who who each get a $500 savings bond, a star, and a sweatshirt. Federal Express has a host of awards to reward individual and team quality efforts. The Circle of Excellence Award, for example, is presented monthly to the best performing Federal Express station to underscore teamwork. The Golden Falcon is awarded to employees who go above and beyond to serve their customers. The Bravo Zulu Navy Talk for Well Done program gives managers the prerogative of awarding a dinner, theater tickets, or cash to any employee who has done an outstanding job. The Quality Achievement Award, presented annually, is the company's highest award for excellence. At Ceramics Process Systems Corporation, a technical ceramics manufacturer located in Melford, Massachusetts, the Extra Mile Award is given out each December to several people who have gone above and beyond the call of duty. Says Peter Locanto, president of the company, "We were struggling to improve yield and productivity. One person took it upon himself to document all the issues involving such problems so management can clearly see where the obstacles were. Another person, faced with what management considered overly stringent, even unreasonable requirements on a particular job for one customer, worked day and night, unasked, to accommodate the client's wishes. The employee got the job done on time and to the satisfaction of the customer. When we announced the person's name, everyone in the company stood up and cheered," he says. "That was a true validation of the person's hard work. Winners' names are engraved on a plaque that hangs in the company's lobby, and the chosen employees also receive a gift of either cash or equity in the company." Here are some other award suggestions. Host Employee of the Month awards for highest productivity, quality, sales, most improvement, least absenteeism, or whatever you designate as being a relevant, important factor of performance. Feature a photo of the employee in a prominent place and honor him or her throughout the month at a series of lunches or other events. Create a special award and name it, such as the Gorilla Award, for specific major accomplishments. Create an ABCD, that's Above and Beyond the Call of Duty, award for employees who exceed the requirements of the jobs. Give them a polo shirt emblazoned with ABCD award on it. Have employees vote for the top manager, supervisor, employee, and rookie of the year. Dedicate the parking space closest to the company entrance to the outstanding employee of the month. Productivity, Production, and Quality Awards. Rewards can also be used specifically to encourage certain productivity, performance, and production goals. According to several studies, only 13% of the workforce in this country believe they would personally benefit from producing more effectively. In a similar study in Japan, 93% of workers' questions felt certain that they would benefit. In addition, 89% of American workers think their companies would perform better if employees were given meaningful incentives to improve quality and productivity. 93% of workers say American products could compete better against Japanese products if American management better involved workers in efforts to improve these areas. 81% of workers say they would not receive any reward for an increase in productivity. 60% of managers feel their compensation would not increase if their performance improves. 40% of workers believe that the average American company currently offers employees meaningful incentives to maximize quality and productivity, and as little as 3% of people's paychecks distinguishes outstanding from average performance in most companies in America. People tend to be satisfied, productive, and motivated when effective performance is recognized and rewarded in ways valued highly by the employee. Insights offered by Edward A. Kamazak, partner and national director of the Organizational Consulting Division at Laventhal & Horwath in Chicago, Illinois, to help achieve this goal include: effective performance should be rewarded consistently. When the employee experiences no reward or inconsistent rewards, performance may drop because the employee sees high performance as a dead end. Poor performance should not be automatically rewarded. Across-the-board cost of living adjustments and seniority increases often result in financial rewards unrelated or counterproductive to performance. Doing what one finds rewarding should result in effective performance. and management should take the time to find out about the needs and desires of those people reporting to them. In almost any performance improvement program, rewards and recognition are integral to the program's success. Bob Vassilo, manager of employee relations at the Thomas J. Lipton Company in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, reports having an open vending machine day in which employees are allowed free access to plant cafeteria vending machines for reaching certain manufacturing goals, such as productivity, quality, safety, and so forth. Tom English, terminal manager for Preston Trucking, says, "We ask a driver to set his own goals. Say he sets a goal at 1,800 pounds per hour. If he falls below it, we'll sit down and discuss why. We may decide to reduce the goal somewhat and help him try to reach the lower goal. If he goes higher than 1,800, we'll make sure to give him some kind of recognition, if it's only to tell him what a great job he's doing." Here's a case in improved performance. When Lou Gerstner became president of the travel-related services at New York-based American Express, the unit was facing one of its biggest challenges in the company's 130-year history. Hundreds of banks were offering or planning to introduce credit cards through Visa and MasterCard that would compete directly with the American Express card, and more than 24 financial service firms were coming into the traveler's check business as well. Within a week of his appointment, Gerstner brought together the people running the card organization and questioned all the principles by which they conducted their business. In particular, he challenged two widely shared beliefs: one, that the division should have only one product, the green card, and two, that this product was limited in potential for growth and innovation. Gerstner also moved quickly to develop a more entrepreneurial culture, to hire and train people who would thrive in it, and to clearly communicate to them the overall direction. He and other top managers rewarded intelligent risk-taking. To make entrepreneurship easier, they discouraged unnecessary bureaucracy. They also upgraded hiring standards and created the TRS Graduate Management Program, which offered high-potential young people special training, an enriched set of experiences, and an unusual degree of exposure to people in top management. To encourage risk-taking among all TRS employees, Gerstner established a Great Performance Program, similar to the program at Honeywell described earlier, to recognize and reward truly exceptional customer service, essential tenet in the organization's vision. In the Great Performance Program, life-size posters of famous people with their greatest performance were used throughout the facilities for many weeks. Then they started to use American Express employees on each poster with a statement of a major accomplishment of each of those employees. Afterwards, the employee got to take the poster home. Nominations were made by fellow employees, supervisors, or customers. Award winners were then eligible to become grand award winners, named by the worldwide governing committee. There was no limit on how many people could win, and in a recent year, 38 employees won the award. Prizes for grand award winners included an all-expense-paid trip for two to New York, $4,000 in American Express traveler's checks, a platinum GP logo pin, and a framed certificate. These initiatives led quickly to new markets, products, and services that resulted in an increase in TRS's net income by 500% in 11 years, or about an 18% annual compounded rate. With a return on equity of 28%, the business outperformed many so-called high-tech, high-growth companies, as well as most low-growth but high-profit businesses. Faced with employee morale problems resulting from rapid growth, Ridgeway Development Corporation in Atlanta, Georgia, implemented a promotion among its workers by mailing a giant card to their home each month. The first card contains a mirror and the words, "Face it, you make a difference." Next, a small calendar arrived along with an invitation to participate in the employee suggestion program and a ballot for the employee of the month, Go the Extra Mile Award. Later mailings included an expandable sponge labeled "Expand Your Product Knowledge and We'll Both Grow," and a night light bearing an energy conservation message. The promotion lasted 6 months and produced 82 extra mile nominations. Productivity also increased over 25%. Employee Suggestion Awards. Only 41% of surveyed employees believe the average company listens to their ideas. The average American worker makes only one or two suggestions per year, whereas the average Japanese worker submits hundreds of suggestions to his or her employer annually. Most companies have some type of employee suggestion program. Most can be improved. Following are some of the more innovative companies and how they systematically reward employee suggestions. One Amoco plant in Texas uses a suggestion plan that has netted Amoco close to $20 million savings in 2 years. The plant awards winning suggestors gift certificates in front of their fellow workers during lunch breaks, publicizes them on the refinery's internal TV system and in local newspapers, and enters them in contests for Employee of the Month and of the Year. Contest winners garner gifts like pen and pencil sets and week-long vacations, which are presented by the plant manager at plant-wide dinners. At Garrett Resources Group in Albuquerque, New Mexico, frontline employees are asked for ways to save money, according to Milt Garrett, chief executive officer of the company. They put their responses on 3x5 index cards and are paid $3 cash for each idea. If the idea is implemented, they're paid an additional $25 cash, or 10% of the savings, whichever is greater. Urban Binaca, a machinist with Southern California-based Parker Hannifin Corporation, has turned in more than 800 cost-cutting proposals that his bosses have approved, so many that the Los Angeles Times has dubbed him the undisputed king of the suggestion box. The company has rewarded him with a flood of merchandise, such as microwave ovens, coupons for free dinners, tools, and other gifts, with an estimated value of $17,000 in just a 4-year period. "I've gotten so much stuff, it's unbelievable," he says, while he adds that for him, doing a job well is what's motivating, not the prospect of getting awards. He also admits that he gets a kick out of sharing his riches with family members. "When I give them a radio, they love it," he says. "It meant more to them than I got doing the job, working hard, than if I bought it at a store." Everyone Counts is a program at Towson, Maryland-based Black & Decker that uses teams to brainstorm and develop ideas regarding training, communication, administration, and rewards. People from different departments were grouped into 39 teams, and 2 evaluation committees for managerial personnel were named to receive ideas and judge their merit. The evaluation teams also noted leadership potential in some employees when they made their presentations. A total of 200 ideas were submitted and 59 approved. The 12 ideas that have already been implemented have dealt mostly with improved operations that resulted in cost savings. One $700,000 idea concerned the substitution of a new material in one of the company's product lines. The program also improved the upward communication that occurs in the company. Here's a case study in recognizing employee suggestions. IBM's suggestion program awards $50 to $150,000 for money-saving ideas or suggestions with intangible benefits like enhanced health, safety, or customer service. The amount of the award for an idea that leads to a measurable savings is based on 25% of the first year net material and labor savings. For awards of more than $200, the suggestor also receives 25% of projected net savings for the second year, up to $150,000. Awards for suggestions that yield intangible benefits depend on such factors as the seriousness of the problem, creativity, and the effectiveness of the solution. These awards are usually in the $50 to $100 range, although the $150,000 maximum applies here as well. The program is open to all employees. In a recent year, IBM gave out 8 $150,000 awards out of 153,000 ideas submitted by its 223,000 U.S. employees. Other award programs include Invention Achievement Award Plan. These awards recognize a significant record of invention. The first patent application that the employee files under the provisions of the plan earn $1,500. Employees receive points for patent applications and other qualifying inventions that are published. At each 12-point plateau, the employee gets a certificate and $3,600. The first plateau also earns the employee jewelry. IBM Division Award Plan. This award recognizes achievements that have outstanding value to the company in terms of cost savings and the impact on the major mission of a specific division. Awards range from $1,500 to $25,000. Informal Award Plan. Many IBM operating units and locations provide Dinner for Two or Night on the Town awards to employees for extraordinary efforts that help achieve a particular goal. At the 10,000-person Honda of America factory in Marysville, Ohio, employees receive $100 for each accepted suggestion, but they also get anywhere from 1 to 12 VIP points for each one. If they make a presentation to a Quality Circle meeting, they get an extra 50 points. When they accumulate 300 points, they get a plaque. 1,000 points nets them $800. Higher-level prizes include a Honda Civic for 2,500 points and an Accord, 2 extra weeks of vacation, and 4 weeks' pay for 5,000 points. The company received more than 10,000 suggestions in a recent year, resulting in $5 million worth of savings. Customer Service Awards. Satisfying customers is a goal that most companies want to reinforce and constantly recognize. It costs 5 times more, some estimates have it, to obtain a new customer than to keep an existing one. Here are reinforcers that companies have used to help encourage better customer service. At Hex Hardware Stores, based in Arlington, Virginia, employees are offered the chance to win points toward a shopping spree if managers hear them calling customers by name. LensCrafters Optical Stores granted $100 bonus checks for outstanding customer service, with the top 9 people getting $1,000 each and a crystal memento. Recognizing people, making them feel special, is a great way to boost morale and quality at the same time. You can see the difference, says Mitch Rosenberg, Director of Human Resources Planning and Development for American Savings Bank, headquartered in Irvine, California. That was the idea behind the Service Pride Award, given to the employees who were caught in the act of delivering exceptional service. Peers, managers, and supervisors nominate individuals. The applications are judged by a panel of 7 employees, rotated yearly, ranging from mail clerk to supervisor. One winner per month receives a lapel pin and congratulatory letter presented by the supervisor in front of peers. Each winner then becomes eligible for a quarterly award for the Best Service Act. From the quarterly award winners, judges select an annual award winner who is flown to Irvine, California, housed in a luxurious hotel, chauffeured via limousine to a posh restaurant to dine with ASB executives, and presented with the Service Pride Award. The Omni Service Champions program of Omni Hotels recognizes employees who go out of their way to deliver extraordinary service to customers with medals, ribbon pins for the uniforms, cash, dinner, recognition in the company's newspaper, and on posters in each hotel, and finally a 3-day celebration at an Omni hotel chosen by company executives. At the end of the year, the 3 employees from each hotel who receive the most commendations are awarded medals, both gold, silver, and bronze, 3 cash prizes, $1,000 for gold, $500 for silver and bronze, and all attend a gala celebration. Delta Airlines has a Feather in Your Cap Award for customer service above and beyond duty, such as the flight attendant who drove a passenger from Houston to Beaumont, Texas, for a funeral she would otherwise have been unable to attend because she missed her connecting flight. J.W. Wade, superintendent at Shenandoah National Park, reports that employees developed an Excellence in Service Award that they administer. It is designed to recognize those in the park staff, as well as outside non-staff members, who make significant contributions to the mission and purpose of the park. The award consists of a certificate with some artwork done by a ranger employee artist, as well as a letter of commendation. In its Service Excellence Award, Citibank in New York rewards employees at any level, not including senior management, who demonstrate what is deemed to be outstanding customer service. An employee is nominated by his manager, then the nominee is reviewed by various levels of management within the employee's division. Award winners usually get a gift certificate redeemable for up to $500 in merchandise. The Eagle Award is used at SKF Bearing Industries Company in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. Each employee is given 2 Eagle Award coins to give to another employee for outstanding customer service, with a certificate briefly describing the service received. Employees receiving 5 or more Eagle Awards are given a decorative display holder. Employees have the option to exchange 10 Eagle Awards for a $50 American Express Be My Guest gift certificate. Recipients are recognized on the bulletin boards in all facilities, and some of the more noteworthy examples are highlighted in Quest for Quality, a company newsletter. The employee receiving the most Eagle Awards in a six-month period is recognized with a trophy and a $250 American Express gift certificate at the president's semi-annual State of the Company meeting. Jeff Minkoff, Corporate Quality Assurance Manager, reports over 1,500 Eagle Awards were given out in the first year and a half of the program. In the Most Valuable Player program at St. Louis's Busch Stadium, 10 randomly selected fans are given two small MVP cards, which they can then bestow on any two employees who show them some courtesy, defined as a smile, a welcome, a way of handling a question or a problem, according to Vicki Hutchinson, Manager of Special Projects for the Civic Center Corporation. Employees then turn the cards over to supervisors, and if the group of workers has collected at least 15 of the 20 cards during the game, a drawing is held and the winner gets a $100 bill. All employees who receive cards from fans are mentioned in a monthly flyer sent out to employees. A monthly outstanding team worker program encourages workers to nominate fellow all-stars who receive recognition via a pre-game on-the-field ceremony, a lapel pin, their choice of merchandise from a catalog, and an invite to a brunch in their honor. MCI Communications Corporation, based in Washington, D.C., used picnic baskets from Harry and David in Medford, Oregon, to reward 50 of its customer service reps. MCI wanted to recognize employees who saw a problem and stepped right in to solve it, says John Silver, a sales rep for Harry and David. A note of appreciation was tucked inside each basket. The San Diego Convention and Visitors Bureau awards the title Cab Driver of the Year to the driver who exemplifies outstanding hospitality toward both visitor and residents. The winner is feted at the city's annual Cab Driver Appreciation Day, receives 500 business cards, an engraved dashboard plaque, and a magnetic sign for his cab that announces the award. One recent winner, Montag Plank, says he provides riders with extras such as newspapers and information about local attractions. No matter what your job is, if you're courteous and do the job right, people will respect you for it, he says. Here's a case study in customer service. We share the dream to be recognized as the very best company when it comes to delivering value to customers, employees, shareholders, and communities, says Kent Foster, president of GTE Telephone Operations. To help reach that dream, the President's Quality Awards Program offers awards to employees in four categories: area and region, individual employees, teams, and vendors. The company's four areas and 14 regions compete each year for Quality Champion Cups. The award recipients are selected directly by customers who are surveyed annually. The most improved region is also recognized with a trophy. Individual employees are recognized at three levels of achievement. The top 10 employees receive $2,500 along with a personalized award and a letter of commendation from the division president. The 30 finalists received $750 and a personalized award, and the 40 semifinalists received $500 and a personalized award. One individual who has demonstrated exemplary commitment to quality is chosen for the individual quality champions to receive the president's distinctive commendation. He or she receives a monetary award, a special medallion, and a letter of commendation from the president. Team awards are given to two first-place gold award winners, one for external and one for internal customer service, two second-place silver award winners, and three bronze award winners for external efforts. Members of each team receive a cash gift, a personalized award, and a letter of commendation from the president. In 1987, GTE started recognizing its major suppliers that represented the highest standards in its Partners in Quality program. Nominations for the President's Quality Awards come from customers, peers, management, as well as customer survey data. After a local review, top nominees are forwarded to the National Headquarters Executive Committee for the final selections. All award winners, their guests, and select employees from each area and headquarters are brought to Dallas for a grand reception and dinner hosted by senior executives. The following afternoon, nominees, their guests, and select employees host an Academy Awards-type ceremony at the Morton H. Meyerson Symphony Center in downtown Dallas. After the awards ceremony comes a lavish theme party honoring the winners. Here's some additional suggestions for customer service awards. Whenever a service employee thanks a customer by name, have the customer drop a coupon with the employee's name into a big box. Give the employees who have thanked the most customers by name a cash reward. Award a silver pin or similar prize for reported positive customer comments. Paul Levine, general manager for Miller Nissan in Van Nuys, California, awards $5 to the first salesperson who sells a car on a given day, then gives that person $5 for every other car sold by any salesperson on the lot that same day. Likewise, Levine awards $5 to the salesperson who sells a second car on a given day and gives that person $5 for every car sold thereafter on the day, and so forth. The first person to make a sale can win $100 extra in a day just for selling one car, and as much as $200, $300 if he or she sells additional cars. Blanchard Training and Development hosted an ice cream social for achieving a record sales month, and when that month later was topped, took all employees to a Padres ball game. I tried to put myself in their place, says Jennifer Hurwitz, who designs incentive programs for employees of LensCrafters 1-Hour Eyewear Stores. I remember my retail store experience of working hard for 13 hours a day on my feet, she explains, and I try to design something that will make it a new and interesting day for our people each time they come to work. For example, newly opened stores with the expectations over $100,000 in sales during the grand opening week are targeted for special attention to help them reach that goal. The whole company is on alert to watch the daily figures as they are transmitted to every location by computer. On the final day, if the store is nearing its goal, says Hurwitz, the president and key people from the home office are flown in on a company plane for the last few hours to cheer them on and help them out. And then everyone is taken out for dinner and a big party, with awards given out right then to every person who's contributed. Mary Kay Cosmetics awards pink Cadillacs, mink coats, and diamond rings to top independent sellers. The life insurance industry uses an elite club, the Million Dollar Roundtable, to recognize and give status and special privileges to top salespeople. In a speech at a holiday party, Alan Ashton, president of WordPerfect Corporation of Orem, Utah, told all company members that if they pulled together to help double sales in the upcoming year, he would take all 600 employees and their spouses to Hawaii for a week. I can only imagine how exciting it was to work at WordPerfect that year when people were coming to work on Monday saying, "Thank God it's Monday. Here's what I'm doing. What are you doing?" The company achieved that goal. They went from $50 million in revenue to over $100 million in revenue in a single year. He held true to his word, took 1,200 people to Hawaii, 10 people at a time, so as not to have to close down operations. They had a great time, did a lot of team building, came back recharged, refreshed, ready for the next challenge. If an operator at Chick-fil-A, an Atlanta-based restaurant chain, increases sales by 40% over his previous year's sales, he or she earns the right to drive a Mark 7 Lincoln Continental for a year. If the increase is repeated the following year, the operator gets the car for good. Over 100 operators now have won Lincoln Continentals. A victory party is thrown for sales support staff and customer reps after they land a new account or meet a big deadline at Amtec, a Dallas maker of vehicle identification tags used for electronic collection at toll booths, says Chairman Michael Corboy. Recognition is more important than real dollars if you pay your people well. In 5 years, the company has experienced growth of a surprising 8,900%. Professional Salon Concepts in Juliet, Illinois awards $200 Nordstrom gift certificates to the two sellers who touched the biggest number of current and prospective clients in a month, which includes the number of customer classes taught, cold calls, appointments, and visits. Chuck Piola, Executive Vice President of Sales at NCO Financial Systems in Bluebell, Pennsylvania, tells how he started a new reward at his company for junior salespeople. This guy was a year out of college, and 1 month he finally broke through, so I took him out and bought him a new suit, Piola says. He also lends salespeople his Mercedes for the weekend so they can see how it feels to be a top salesperson at NCO and are spurred on to make more cold calls. The 100% Club at Norwest Corporation includes cash, merchandise, and travel prizes, but the club's recognition awards made the most impact on the company's 2,000-plus bankers. Much to our surprise, the element of recognition became more important than anything else we did, said Stephen Bideners, director of Norwest's Marketing and Product Management Division. Norwest recognizes about 25 of its corporate bankers each quarter at quarterly banquets in each of the bank's 10 regions. At those gatherings, corporate banking winners receive script worth $250 and a bronze plate decorated with the 100% Club logo. They can redeem the script for travel and merchandise rewards. The United Insurance Company of America Sales Incentive Program provides a management by objectives guide, says Richard L. Lauderdale, the director of marketing and sales support. Every salesperson, no matter what level of performance, can select a goal to strive for within the program. The single greatest result of the program is the growth of the people who strive to achieve it. Here's a case study in sales recognition. The Fast Track program at Morristown, New Jersey-based Morris Savings Bank rewards workers for getting new business as well as for cross-selling to new and existing customers. Each salesperson has a quarterly quota of 45 cross-sell points, earning a point for each additional service they sell to a customer. Tellers have a quarterly quota of 15 referrals. When customers are agreeable to one of their suggestions, the tellers send them over to the sales desk with a referral card. Each salesperson also gets a $2 commission for every cross-sell, and each teller receives $2 per referral. A sales coordinator tracks each person's progress on a poster in the lunchroom. Other awards are given out at quarterly meetings. The top salesperson of the quarter and the teller with the highest number of referrals each get $300, an extra vacation day, and an engraved pewter mug. The manager of the branch with the highest deposit level gets a trophy and an engraved cross pen, and that branch is treated to a party by the sales department. Branch managers are eligible for bonuses as well. If 90% of the staff meets quota, the managers get the same bonus as the employees. They get double that amount if all the employees attain the quota and if the branches award a certain number of mystery shopper points from the mystery shoppers who visit each branch at least once every quarter. During those visits, sales